One of my, like, I sort of start off walks with this thing of, what am I going to see that I've never seen before?
There's so many spots along here that I'm like, am I supposed to be here?
I know, and you are. When in doubt, be there. Do you know about this park?
I do not.
It's George Sterling Park. Who is George Sterling? I thought I'd never heard of him. But on the wall is a plaque. Though the dark be cold and blind, yet her sea fog's touch is kind, and her mightier caress is joy and the pain thereof. And great is thy tenderness, O cool gray city of love.
Aww. I love that when you completed the poem, the foghorn went off.
Oh, it
like,
did!
Like a period, yeah.
That's awesome.
You just heard Nancy Botkin, one of the most joyful San Franciscans we've met, taking us through North Beach and Russian Hill on the SF Stair Challenge, which she designed. Heather, I feel like Total SF and this podcast are fueled by exploring random parts of the city, and mission accomplished this week.
Yes, and we hit it on a beautiful sunny day after all this rain. There's lots of wildflowers, and Nancy showed us so many little hidden gems all over the northern part of the city. And she said that we climbed 1,500 stairs. So I think we got quite the workout.
Yeah, 1,500 stairs. I was very impressed to hear that. The SF Stair Challenge, where you too can climb 2,000 stairs, is an actual event on May 6th. It's by Walk SF, which fights for safer streets, pushing for Vision Zero, doing traffic safety report cards. But their leaders also have more fun than any advocacy group I've ever met.
Yes, they create the most wonderful routes all over the city, and Nancy does a lot of them. She's created scores of awesome walks, like their annual Peak to Peak, which hits a lot of hilltops, and then this new Staircase Challenge, as well as others. Apparently, if you join Walk SF every quarter, you're sent a walk created by Nancy.
Well, we met Nancy at Joe DiMaggio Playground in North Beach, where the challenge starts. I liked Nancy from the beginning, but never more than when she pointed out how athletic Chronicle reporters are.
Yes, she midway through was like, I didn't think you guys could actually do this. I was like, well, we're not that decrepit. Also, props to Jessica Christian, the photographer, for doing all of this carrying loads of camera gear. So good job, Jessica.
Yeah, there's certain projects where I show up and I'm like, oh, Jessica's going to be at this one. This was a perfect Heather, Peter, Jessica collaboration. And, you know, when people think about San Francisco Chronicle, they think athletic reporters. I'm not sure why anybody would be
I mean, I hear that all the time.
Surprised by this. So this path is incredible. There were a lot of favorites. We passed Bimbo's 365, McCondry Lane, some wild parrots flew overhead, Telegraph Hill, Washington Square Park. But the best parts were the new places I've never seen before.
Yeah, what was that dirt alley we went on?
Yeah, it was the most beautiful dirt alley, random dirt alley with like flowers. I couldn't believe all these places that I would walk up to them and think, can I even go in there? And then you walk in and it's just kind of this wonderland where some local people have created a nice garden. Made me love San Francisco and San Franciscans even more.
Yeah, Nancy told us that their motto is, if you have to ask if you can go in, the answer is yes.
Well, we have one plug this week. Mailbag episode may be coming up. So call our Total SF party line, 415-777-7413. Ideas, tips, questions. Tell us who we should interview next or what topics. We've been taking a lot of requests in the last year. What am I missing, Heather?
Tell us your favorite staircase. Tell us which San Francisco movie we should screen next. What else, Peter?
If you have questions about us, I mean, we're pretty open about journalism or the podcast, how we make it, kind of our dynamic there. We'll take questions about that, too.
If you have questions about training, because we are so athletic, you can ask.
Yes, you can ask us questions about our athleticism as well. We will end this episode by drafting our 9 favorite SF staircases. Some very good surprises there, not just the ones you think of right away. And the SF Stair Challenge is set for Saturday, May 6th. You'll cover 4 miles, climb 2,000 stairs. Tickets at walksf.org. Their events do sell out, so get your tickets now. I'm journalist-athlete Peter Hartlob, here with journalist-athlete Heather Knight, and this is Total SF.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Total SF, Nancy Botkin.
Hi, great to be here.
We're sitting outside the Joe DiMaggio playground in North Beach Library under a very loud pigeon who seems to want to take over the podcast, if listeners can hear. Oh, there he is. But thank you for just taking us on most of the San Francisco Stairway Challenge, which is a new walk that you created. It's beautiful. How many stairs do you think we just climbed?
Well, I think we must have just climbed about 1,500.
Wow. Yeah, I'm a little sweaty, a little warm. But that was great. Peter, what did you think of the walk?
It doubled down walking around everywhere. What a dystopian hellhole we live in in San Francisco. No, I'm joking totally. I saw so many things I haven't seen before. So many San Francisco moments. The wild parrots go by.
The Willie Mays cable car passed us.
Yeah, I mean, the cable car kept going back and forth past us. I mean, it's another guest on the podcast almost. And just saw so many beautiful things and historic things. And I had such a great morning and just love this city a little bit more. And we're just getting started.
Okay, so what is the San Francisco Stairway Challenge and when can people do it?
Okay, the San Francisco Stairway Challenge is the latest walk that WalkSF is putting on as a fundraiser. It's going to be May 6th. It's coming up really soon. There's still spots available. We decided to do a stairway challenge. It's our first ever because it's because we heard about this town in Arizona. They have a walk called the Bisbee 1000 where they promote it as a very impressive number that during this walk slash run, you climb 1,000 steps. And we heard that and
that is
thought,
nothing.
Wait, like 1,000
San Francisco,
steps.
We can beat that. We got to beat that. And we actually had trouble because our first couple of drafts, we couldn't get under 3,000. We decided that might be a little intense for people. So we narrowed it down to about 2,100 steps,
okay,
I think.
Okay, so we did most. We did like three quarters.
Yeah, I think we did about three quarters. Yeah.
High five.
High five.
High five. There mm-hmm. we go.
Our quads are going to be hurting tomorrow. Well, you've crafted several routes like this for WalkSF, the pedestrian nonprofit that promotes safe streets and exploring San Francisco. How did that become a specialty of yours? You told me you've done like dozens of routes.
Oh, wow. That's a good question. Well, I've always been supportive of the activism of like the Bike Coalition, of WalkSF. Actually, my husband was one of the co-founders of WalkSF. But I never felt like I had the skills to go and argue with politicians and start political campaigns. I was always a little bit shy about that. But I loved walking, and I felt like the organization was so important. So I just got involved with doing walks that help people enjoy walking in the city and researching interesting different neighborhoods. And I just feel like there's just so much to see, and I get so much joy out of it.
When did you become interested in stairs? Is there a Nancy Botkin stair origin story?
Oh, actually there is. I hadn't really thought about this. Like so many people, I moved to the city in I was here for the 89 earthquake, so I guess that kind of dates me. I moved to the city, and a friend of mine said, I got this book on stairways. Why don't we do one each week? And it was the famous Ada Bakalinsky book that has inspired so many stairway walkers. Yeah, so we did one of her walks each week. And so that book, I think, really was what got me. Well, I know, absolutely, that book got me interested in stairways.
Is this a good stairway city? Is San Francisco like an elite stairway city?
It has to be. Like,
which one would be better?
I have not myself traveled to a better stairway city.
You know what? I went to Pittsburgh. Underrated stairway city, Pittsburgh is not as good as San Francisco.
But they have those funiculars, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they kind of beat us on the funiculars.
We've been pushing for more gondolas and funiculars.
Yeah, we have cable cars, they have funiculars, right?
Well, the route starts in Joe DiMaggio Playground, where people can probably hear we are now, lots of kids playing. How did you go about choosing which stairs to include?
I wanted to choose stairways that weren't people's first obvious choice. There's a few places where we did go up sort of the popular stairs, but I think that this route takes people onto some little hidden stairs that they will have never seen before.
I feel like it's like deep cuts. It's like we're at the County Fair Free Act, and you're going to go see Steppenwolf, and you're going to hear Born to Be Wild and Magic Carpet Ride, which is kind of like Filbert and Greenwich. But there's also like some new stuff, too, that you don't know about. I feel like that was my vibe of walking up and down these stairs. A few things you just want to hit, but also some surprises.
Yeah, thank you. I like that. Yeah, like finding the great song that you didn't know was about San Francisco.
Well, Walk SF has been fighting for Vision Zero, and the city hasn't been making a ton of progress. Were you thinking about safety, too, when you're crafting this route? I mean, you're probably going to have a couple hundred people on this.
Actually, we did think about that, and this route, I have to say, was really easy to do from a safety perspective. Stairways are part of what makes San Francisco so walkable, and that sort of set the foundation for the design of these neighborhoods around here. They were designed from the beginning to be walkable. We didn't have to add walkability and redesign intersections for safety. It had been built into the underlying structure of this Russian Hill, North Beach area.
Well, this event is great exercise, of course, but I'm guessing since it's Walk SF, it's about more than that. Is there a message you want to get across, and are there benefits to getting people to walk new parts of the city?
Absolutely. Yes, there are messages and there are benefits. I mean, part of our agenda is to promote walking in San Francisco, but also part of the agenda is to point out that despite the walkability of our city, 3 people get hit by cars every day who are walking. So it draws attention to how important it is to protect walking and preserve our walkability.
And what are your long-term hopes for this? Do you think the Stairway Challenge will be an annual event?
I think so. I hope it will. We're surprised at the insatiable demand for interesting walks in San Francisco. And Walk SF walks have always been really popular. And we thought at first when we had a second walk each year that would diminish the number of people that would sign up for our peak-to-peak. It didn't affect it at all.
Huh.
So people want to walk.
Yeah.
And I think we have a reputation for putting on some really good walks. And at the same time, it raises awareness and membership and interest. And also, it's so nice for the staff of the organization who have to deal with the difficult issues around walking and pedestrian safety to have something so joyful and fun and like celebrating walking.
We'll be right back after this short break. Nice. Well, we are going to draft our favorite San Francisco stairways. I know they're your children and it's hard to pick one, but we're going to kind of go in a circle and just think of it as we're picking some stairways that people shouldn't miss, some real gems. They can be obvious, the magic carpet rides in Born to Be Wilds, or they can be hidden ones.
You're just going to keep this metaphor going.
Yeah, and I just really want to listen to Steppenwolf today. I don't know why. I mean, it kind of dates me. Heather, why don't you go first?
Okay. I'm going to go with the Hidden Garden Steps at 16th and Kirkham. There are 2 famous tiled staircases right around that area, but I'm going with the slightly less famous version. They're a beautiful staircase through the trees. You can wind your way up to the top of Grandview Park, and then you can go down the more well-known ones on the Moraga Street stairs, which I also love. But they're usually a little bit more crowded and, you know, not as secluded. So I am going with the Hidden Garden Steps.
Are they Are they tiled?
Yes.
Is it the same artist? But they're different than the Grandview steps.
They are the same artist, and I just want to add, good choice.
Thank you.
I feel like that artist just gets better and better.
Oh, yeah.
And as she's tiled stairs, so like even though the Moraga ones are the sort of the original famous ones, I think each subsequent one is even nicer.
I do too. The view from the bottom when you can see the whole picture is just like stunning.
And it's Aileen Barr and Colette Crutcher created the mosaic, I think. Does that sound right?
I have no idea. We'll go with you, Peter.
We have to confirm that. I thought maybe I read something on the Chronicle about the artist recently.
Well, yeah. It tells the story of the universe and sea life and flowers and celestial bodies. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's an excellent choice.
Excellent pick, Heather. Nancy, you're up.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm like the really eclectic music listener who I can listen to like the pop song and then it'll follow by some like weird contemporary classical music. So I'm going for the Quintara steps.
Mm.
And I have for a couple of reasons. So they are also parallel to the Moraga steps. They're like the little stepsister stairs. They're built in a grand way. They're the kind that, you know, they start as one and then they divide and they come back together. But the personal reason is my cat's names are Quintara and Funston.
Oh, cute.
And when I learned that there was a Quintara staircase, I was like, oh, I picked the perfect name for my kitty.
How do you get there?
You take the six. It's at the end of the six Quintara line. So you get off at that bus, you just take the six to the end, and it's right at the top of the stairs.
Transit plus stairways is a very total SF thing. I am picking the Vulcan stairway.
Oh, man, you just stole one from me.
Awesome. And sorry, Heather, rough.
I put it on my list despite the Star Trek reference.
Live long and prosper, Heather, with whatever stairway you're going to pick next.
I'm madly scrambling to think of one.
Connects the Haight and the Castro district. It's a discovery-filled walk. It feels like a trip through the Chronicles of Narnia wardrobe or a walk through the Lord of the Rings, like that little Hobbit neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Century-old stairway, eclectic bungalows. It kind of squeezes together in a way that you forget you're in a big city. And I think it's the best first date stairway. You can go up there, down Saturn, get a little bit of exercise. All the neighbors seem
really... Would that be before or after your lawn bowling?
Oh, brutal. sorry, inside joke. But all the neighbors, it seemed like... All the people that live there, it seems like they know, I'm living on the Vulcan stairway. I'm going to step it up with my gardening. And you've got Corona Heights right up there, too. So there's just like a lot of stuff to do. Best first date stairway.
And then you can come down the parallel Saturn stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can find those other planetary streets, you know, Mars and Uranus and are all around. It's a great, if the first date's going well, you can keep going.
If the first date's going well, you can go to Saturn. I like that. Yeah. Well, Heather, I'm so sorry.
I know,
you can't
you're
pick
devastated.
The Vulcan stairway. What is your second choice?
Okay, I'm going to go with the Harry Street steps.
Oh, that was on my list?
Yes! Oh, stole it back.
Brutal.
This is in Glen Park, so not too far from me. I walk there pretty often. You would never even know it's there unless you're looking for it. It's very hidden away. But it is an official San Francisco street, despite just being, you know, a wooden, really long staircase. And I can't imagine living on Harry Street and climbing those stairs every single time you're going home. That would be challenging, but worth it. And I love the woodsy retreat feel. It just doesn't even feel like you're in an urban environment at all. It's a little secluded spot, so everybody should check it out.
Sometimes when you're on these stairways and you see that people have their front doors on the stairways and then you realize they actually have to climb more stairs once they get home.
Oh, right.
My turn, right?
Yes.
I guess I will say my second choice is the Marion / Redfield Alley. These are...
We just did that, and they were great.
Yeah.
I'd never done that before.
They're not on our official walk, but I couldn't help but leading us down there. Those Redfield and Marion are sort of a dirt alley in places, and the stairs are so funky, and there's gardening, and you just don't feel like you're on a San Francisco street, but people live on it. They have their doors are on it, and it's just amazing. No car could fit down that alley.
I'd never knew that existed.
It's in the middle of Russian Hill, and you just feel like you stepped back a century.
Well, I cannot believe I am on the sixth pick, and no one has picked the Greenwich Steps or the Filbert Steps, which are like the Mount Everest of San Francisco stairways.
Which song would that be?
I don't know. I'm getting off of that analogy and going to new ones. Really, I think it's like the staircase that you want to conquer if you're going to do just one. If you got a tourist friend from out of town, Greenwich and Filbert are absolutely just undefeated. Get to the top, go over to Coit. I mentioned this on a recent episode. Go to the north, little overlook at Coit Tower, and audially, like, it's the best place to listen to San Francisco. You got foghorns, you got sea lions barking, you got wild parrots overhead, you've got kids playing in the playground, and then head back down. You might see a coyote. You're going to see people who still have that bohemian vibe, who are keeping really creative gardens, and you'll see a gnome, and you'll see little gateways that are magical. I just absolutely love that hike. I do it whenever I can.
You might see our Total SF parrot friends, Judy Irving and Mark Bittner.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So I'm picking, I think that's a pair, but if I have to pick one, I'll pick Greenwich.
My third and final is one we just did as well, but I picked it before I knew that this was on the route. So that was fortuitous. The McCondry Lane Steps. They're very charming stairs in Russian Hill. You start at McCondry Lane and Taylor and go past a secluded tree-lined lane with some fountains, flowers, artwork. And if it looks familiar, it's because it inspired Barbary Lane in Armistead Maupin's Tales of the City series. And it'll remind you of those long ago days when 20-somethings could move here to San Francisco with no money but big dreams and make it.
Oh, those are all such great choices. I guess I'm going to say for number three, I'll say the Broderick Street stairs, because I actually live on Broderick Street, but I don't live anywhere near these fancy stairs. Most people have heard of the Lion Street steps, but the other blocks, Lion and Baker and Broderick, they're all just as steep in that spot. The Baker and Broderick block, part of that block, is really steep, and there's stairs. It's way too steep to even drive a car, so there's steps. It's just steps on that block of Broderick. So mine are very personal, the ones I chose, because it's like, my street has a steep block too. Sometimes I like to just pick a street and walk the full length of it.
Well, so many good ones. I've got a few on my list. I feel like 16th Avenue Tiled Steps is adjacent to the one you picked, so I'm going to go off of that, although that may be my favorite in the city. I'm going to pick the Alta Plaza Park Stairways, best known outside the neighborhood as the park that was ruined by What's Up, Doc.
My favorite San Francisco movie of all time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, there's still damage on the stairway, so that's super fun to take people there and tell them that story. I wrote about that. Once you get past the amazement and rage that the steps on the south side are still damaged from a 1972 movie, you could explore the whole park. There's multiple staircases all around the park. It's great for working out. It's great for exploring with a small child. You have playgrounds there. You have a tennis court. It's kind of fully equipped. And then the views are just spectacular. People kind of know it from this movie and imagine the cars coming down. But once you walk up on the stairways, once you get to the top, you have like this 360-degree view of the city that is spectacular. I've been there and done like little hangouts there. There's a slow street there now. I've done meetups there, and it's just such a great spot, and I just love that. It's not like a stairway, like a destination, like you're getting from one place to another, but it's a park that's just filled with stairways. Love it.
they're really grand stairways. And I'm so glad you mentioned that movie, because that's such a great movie in so many ways for San Francisco. There's this great scene with, like, Barbra Streisand on a bicycle.
What more do you need?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It was so much fun to walk with you and chat with you.
Thank you. I had a great time, because with more eyes, then there's more things that get noticed. It was fun looking at things, all these little details like the tiny doors and other little details along the route.
That was great.
And one more time, May 6th is when the stair challenge happens.
Yes, and you can walk it at your own pace, so you don't have to worry about, like, oh, am I in shape or not. You can start when you want, and then there'll be people along the route kind of pointing you in the right direction, and you can it won't be like you're in a group being led by a leader and you have to keep up, because some different people need different amount of time to catch their breath at some of these stairs.
And where can people find out more?
Oh, walksf.org. It's right on the front page.
Walksf.org. Thank you so much, Nancy. We had such a lovely time. It was such a great San Francisco morning.
It was.
You were a great guide.
Thank you for the opportunity. It was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the San Francisco Chronicle. Our music today is from the Sunset Shipwrecks, Castro organ player David Hegarty, and cable car bell ringing from 8-time champion Byron Cobb. Support Total SF in the newsroom that creates it by investing in a digital Chronicle edition. It's less expensive than you think at sfchronicle.com/pod.
I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to go record the cable car tracks for a sec here.